ladies and gentlemen, welcome to a new month on the French Connection. Daryl Bradford Smith is your host today. That's me. French Connection is the show. I am thewitness.com is the website. Ladies and gentlemen, we are starting a new month, a new battle, a new recruiting campaign. Lots to talk to you about today. No guest coming on at the top of this broadcast, but we're going to put on an educational thing that we did in the past with a guy that is very, very, very well studied and extremely well researched. His name is Christopher. We're going to replay that for all of you to hear. It is very educational and powerful in the extreme, and it has been pushed way down on our list of audio files, and many of you have not been listening to it lately, so we're going to replay that because it is very powerful stuff. It talks about, this is for the Christians out there, because we've issued a fatwa, first one we've ever issued, but we've got one out there. I've got a fatwa. I'm not Muslim and I'm not an Islamist, but we're going to do a fatwa anyway. Sounds like something to do here, because there's a moron named John Hagee. He is a televangelist on the Trinity Broadcasting Network. This sack of dung here has said he's going to issue a request for all his followers to start building a new Israeli lobby to help push Israeli issues in America. This man is treasonous. He should be arrested for treason immediately, tried, and when convicted, shot for treason. Yep. When he's convicted, this man should be put in front of a firing squad and killed in front of national television for helping the criminal Israeli crime syndicate. That's right. And there is no doubt in my mind that this man is working for the Zionists. He's a Zionist. He is a sicko. And he is leading a flock of stupid American sheep from this Trinity nonsense broadcasting network that pushes the Zionist message across the world and across the country. And boy, are these people lost. I wonder how it is that Americans could get so lost. I wonder. I mean, they don't get it. They don't get that these people murdered our 3,000 people. They don't get it. They don't understand that you know, they are the enemy. The people that they want to support and build a new lobby for are the criminals, guys. And they, oh, it's so frightening to have Americans that are this lost. Yeah, and they do it in the name of their religion, which is even more frightening. You know, I don't share this very often, but I'm not big on this religious stuff. I think it's the root of a lot of our problems. In fact, I think it's the root of all of our problems, and I stay away from it. And especially this organized religious nonsense, because people just go to these churches on the weekend and blindly give over their allegiance to criminals. How many times do you have to be proven this? How many pedophile ministers and priests? How many times does one of these organizations have to commit crimes in your name before you wake up? It's painful to watch. And when you wonder, one needs to wonder why people would do it. And of course, you know, I've looked at the human condition by a historical reference. And human beings need faith because, of course, without it, they feel afraid and frightened and alone. And I understand the need to have faith. I've placed my faith in the power of truth, and I've placed my faith in the power of the brilliant human beings who work so hard to put together a constitution that guaranteed us the rights in the Bill of Rights, that guaranteed us our independence individually, and that guaranteed to us that if others usurped your rights, you would have redress. And, of course, our rights end where others' rights begin, which is a simple concept. And that individuals, you know, my 1 minute of living on this planet, my 1 minute of consciousness in this world has no more value than any other human beings on the planet. Nobody else. Now, you see, we are all equal in our moment-to-moment value, ladies and gentlemen, and the things that spring from my life in a minute's time are no more important than the minute you wrap your life around every day, every minute, every hour of the that being here. And these values that our founders put down in writing these guarantees that have been usurped by this criminal network that we're battling were sacrosanct. They sat there as a guarantor for us to fulfill what we want out of this existence, you see. Now, of course, I brought people on, such as Ted Pike, who has a different take on things, and I respect his take. Ted Pike's not out there trying to support the criminals. He is very aware that evil Jewish leaders are trying to steal your life from you and mine. And mine. My 1 minute of happiness, my existence on this planet is threatened by these people. And now by the people who are trying to support them, like Mr. Hagee, this criminal, a treasonous dog. And we have a fatwa against him. Well, I'm not even sure. Maybe my Muslim and Islamic listeners will give me some of the details of the fatwa. But that's a French Connection fatwa, and it calls on nothing short of destroying this man's reputation in the world, because he is a criminal, and I believe guilty of treason against the United States of America. And, you know, the things that have happened at the Pentagon, the spying and this Abramoff stuff and what Wolfowitz has done and this Bank of International Settlement in Switzerland that is controlling all of these things with Rothschild money, the American Federal Reserve and all of these different machinations coming out of Jewish-controlled organizations, ladies and gentlemen. And, you know, when you do the history lessons, when you do the research, when you listen to Mr. Rafig, Muhammad Rafig's understanding of how all these elements link together. Well researched, by the way, not just musings. All of this stuff is researched. You find out that the Illuminati was formed by these people as an umbrella organization to go out and control the large groups of businessmen with large sums of money, and they made it seem as though you were working for Christian values or for the community or for the betterment of your business, but in large measure and in fact, you were working for a Zionist overthrow of all world governments. And that is what has taken place here. By and large, ladies and gentlemen, they have succeeded in taking over our monetary system, our government through their PAC committees and their buying off of our politicians, and our financial system, finances, media, and government, gone, finished. Our educational system, toast, gone, finished. Did you hear what Charlotte Iserbeets had to say about the intentional dumbing down of our students through this Zionist network? Have you heard Dr. Lorraine Day, who will be returning to the French Connection for more information on AIDS and what it's done to Africa intentionally by these murderers? We've proven they've murdered 100 million people in the last 100 years. They've got designs on killing billions in the next 100. It's all true, guys. It's not conspiracy theory. It's conspiracy fact. And IamTheWitness.com is the website. MySpace at Daryl Bradford Smith, all one word, no spaces, MySpace. Come and be a friend of mine there. Sign up. We need your help. This is a grassroots organization, ladies and gentlemen. We don't have a business model here. We don't have advertisers. Nobody's paying me money. If you send me $1, $2, $5, $10, put it in an envelope, send it by PayPal. It's going to go right to the fight. This stuff is grassroots as you can get. That's right. This is a war we're involved in, ladies and gentlemen. And this is actually a revolution. And we're having a revolution to return to the Constitution that was so wonderfully designed for our republic some 230 years ago. How is it that we have fallen so far? How is it that 60% of America is obese? How is that? How is it that they have poisons in their foods and poisons in their water? How is it that the American Medical Association is controlled by criminals from the Zionist camp, like Frist, this skanky, scummy, disgusting human being, Frist, Senator. And they own our Senate, and they own our Congress, and they own our White House, and they own European Central Bank, and the Federal Reserve, and the Canadian Bank, and British banks. You know, it's what's happened, guys. It's not a joke. It's not my musings. These are facts. We can take them. We got the numbers. We just don't have the news out there. And, of course, they're never going to allow our message to get out on the mainstream. And anybody who does get a mainstream message is a bad guy, because the only reason they would put them on there is for them to work for the bad guys. That's right. Now, this guy Tarpley, what a dirtbag. Come on, guys. He says, Bush Cheney did it. Yep. Look at the facts. Go to the website. Listen to the audio files. Listen to Benjamin Friedman. Please, will you? We've had 20,000-plus downloads of Ben Friedman. We need 200 million. We got a long way to go, and I need your help. I can't do this by myself. Eric can't do it by himself. We need you. Maybe, you know, to get the college students involved, maybe you're just going to have to ask your kids to come and get involved with you. Bring them to the, sit them down. Say no allowance anymore. I'm not going to help you. I'm not giving you a ride to your school program if you don't sit down and listen to this. But Dad, but Mom, didn't. Well, sit down and listen to this. You need to know this. These are facts that your kids have to know. Your grandkids have to know. Your neighbor's kids have to know. Your college in the area. Go to the university and drop a few of these CDs on car windows and get the kids involved. We need a general uprising within the students in this country, in the United States. We need this desperately. Oh, you know, I do this. I do it with great hope. I don't do it with relish, because I'm dealing with terrible events here. I mean, you know, this isn't a horrible thing to watch from my perspective, from anybody who knows the truth. And yet, I don't shrink from it. Why? Because it's my responsibility to give better to the next generation than I received. And boy, I got to tell you something. I got a pile of dung from my parents. Shame on them. My goodness. They were just sleeping at the switch, ladies and gentlemen, as the country was being taken over. And, you know, now, as we go forward, we have a responsibility to make up that error that our parents unloaded on us. They unloaded a mess on us. Now, this information was available to them. Yes, it was. It was available back in 1961, had they been listening. Yep. You know, they have done a good job of turning the truth into lies and the lies into truth. But that still doesn't excuse the fact that nobody in America pushed for the Kennedy assassination to be fully investigated. That would have started the cascade back then. So it is the generation of our parents that did that. They allowed it to be part of the public record. And they knew back in World War II that there was prior knowledge of the attack at Pearl Harbor. People knew this. It was written about in the late 40s. Again, fell asleep at the switch, the public did nothing about it. So yes, they are culpable. Yes, they did have lots and lots of bells ringing and did nothing to stop it. So, and we also know that these people were outed back in the 1930s, before the war, and Untermeyer's speeches. Ladies and gentlemen, Zionism is killing the planet, and they're going to kill you with their future plans. They don't care about America. They're megalomaniac nut jobs that are out there. We've got the evidence. It's 100% absolutely factual. You're not going to get it from listening to this dipstick Alex Jones, because he's part of the criminal network. So is Jeff Renz. Sorry to say it, but they are. They won't tell you these facts. They won't tell you these truths. Now they're saying, oh, yes, well, Israel's a little bit bad. You know, they did a little bit there. But it's really because America did it to them. Oh, boy. I tune in just to see what kind of new lie this man's spinning. And what it is, basically, is to take what we've been able to expose and try to minimize it and try to pass it off as an American conspiracy or a Canadian conspiracy or a British or an Anglo or even a German, but not Jewish. No. Not Zionist. No. And, of course, my best evidence has come from Jews, and they continue to support us, because the true Torah Jew will not allow these facts to go unnoticed. The true Torah Jews are not part of the conspiracy. They're not part of the crimes. They're not part of the criminal network, ladies and gentlemen. They don't want this any more than we do. They are hosts. They are guests in America until their believed Messiah arrives, not at the formation of Israel, and they don't believe in this stuff, and they're guests in the country, and according to the Torah, they're supposed to live in harmony with their environment. Well, that Frankist movement that turned into the Bohemians, that turned into all this horrible Zionism over the last 130, 40 years, at the urgings of all these cretins in Britain and elsewhere in the United States, Hunter Meyer and Brandeis and Morgenthau and even Friedman when he was young, and all of these people that were doing this Baruch. Yeah. We got the information. We got the information. Clear. And the fact is, they believe that they're going to be installing a new Messiah through this Shabbat Lubavitch group to take over the Temple Mount, to build their new temple, to rule the world from Jerusalem. That's the plan from these nut jobs. You know? And of course, they want to send people down the wrong path all the time. They want to tell you it's the Jesuits. They want to tell you it's blue screen technology at 9/11. They want to tell you that the Levant affair was nonsense, that we really didn't mean to attack the Liberty, what Ben Friedman is saying is all baloney. You know, it's just unbelievable. But it's not, ladies and gentlemen. It's real. It's true. And you need to get people to this show. We're floundering again. We're not growing again. We did a little bit of blipping up here during that little melee there with the truth, which has really knocked the tar out of Alex Jones, thank goodness, that sack of dung. However, we need growth here. We need people. You've got to bring people to the show. We can't do it alone. They're defeatable, these people. Yep. We can defeat them with our numbers. We can defeat them with the truth. As I've said before, the truth is a mighty, mighty sword. And we're not going to do it with the rank-and-file Americans. It's a very, very rare bunch that builds a country. It's small, and it's well-informed individuals, small groups. By and large, America is too stupid to get out of their own way. And I'm sorry, some people write me, they don't say that about America. Well, I'm sorry. Take a look at what's going on just with this guy, John Hagee. Oh, that Trinity Broadcasting Network has 25 million supporters. Jeez Louise. Per month, that's how many hits they get on their website. How scary is that? We're not going to get the big numbers, never. But what we need numbers in the 50, 60,000, and we're not there. We're 20% of what we need to make a big impact, ladies and gentlemen. We can do it. You can do it. We can bring people to this. This can explode. The effects, we can see the effects already of what we've done. We see them. But we're just getting going here. We're just getting underway. Please, call your friends. Write an email. Put one of the files or one of the rants onto one of your emails. Send it out. Put them on CDs and pass it around. Go to the BitTorrents. One of the BitTorrents took us down, ladies and gentlemen. One of the BitTorrents said they don't want Daryl Bradford Smith's information out there anymore, and they took us off their BitTorrent. Maybe we need to light off a couple of new BitTorrents for them to get out there. And all the foreign listeners, we've got people from the Czech Republic and Russia and from South Africa and from all over Africa and Asia as well. You guys, please, pass it out into your public. This is a worldwide crisis we face. These are worldwide criminals. We are not just saving America from these people. The world is at risk from these people. Make no mistake about it. This is a worldwide catastrophe of the highest order, and you need to participate along with the rest of us. Get the word out. You Malaysians, you had a wonderful prime minister who stopped Federal Reserve's banking friends in the World Bank and IMF, International Monetary Fund, from bankrupting your country in this last crisis that happened in the mid-90s. Well, it's time for you to stand up and say the next step is to stop them from ever being able to take over your country. You're going to have to do that with information. Write me if you're from Malaysia. Send me something. I'll inform you. I'll give you some stuff. I'll talk to you about it. Please. The battle's on. We need the help. Recruit people. One a week. You know, we've got big numbers here, so if you bring one a week, we can double in a week. One person, please. One person. Call them every night and say, are you listening right now? Get it on the radio. or go online and say, listen to Daryl Bradford Smith, and then send him an email and say, did you hear that? Did you listen to this stuff? Have you downloaded Ben Friedman? Have you listened to Myron Fagan? Have you listened to what Untermyer said about this conspiracy? He confirms all of the stuff that these other two gentlemen that I mentioned stated. Have you heard Chris's stuff that we're going to put up tonight? Have you listened to Ted Pike's information? Have you listened to all of these people's stuff? Please. Do it now. You know, I don't like doing this salesman job. I'm not a salesman. I'm barely a kind of guy that you want to get along with in any sense. Because you know what? I don't suffer fools easily. I never have, and I'm not the Mr. Creamy guy here. I'm not that. Certainly not. And when I go through this kind of stuff, trying to ask you to do this stuff, I hope I don't find this sound disingenuous, because I'm serious about this. If we don't get your help, we're dead. We're finished. We are. I mean, the MySpace thing. I mean, it's still sitting at under 200 people. Come on, guys. I need your help there. This is to get young people involved. We need all the efforts we can make. You know, you're listening to the files, but you're not joining. You got to join. You can use a pseudonym. You can use a pseudonym. Daryl Bradford Smith, all one word, MySpace. We need you. We need you to go on MySpace and then find some young person that's listed on our list of friends. Send them an email and say, I'd like to inform you about a few things. I'd like to show you some stuff. I'd like to educate you about some of the ways the world has gone bad. I'd like to tell you some things that my parents didn't tell me, but that you need to know. It's our responsibility, guys. I didn't expect to spend the twilight years of my life fighting this battle, but you know what? It's a battle that needs to be fought, and I'm not going to shrink from it, so I need you to do it with me anyway. Stay tuned for an incredible educational audio file that'll knock your socks off. It's going to be something that every one of you are going to be going, wow. It is very academic, however, it's not boring in any way, so you're going to just have to really put yourselves into it wholesale and listen to what these things are that are being said. Until tomorrow, ladies and gentlemen, when I bring up a guest, this is Daryl Bradford Smith saying, good night and be well.